From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Well, we've heard the bad news today.
We have.
The fifth season of Fuller House will be its final. Yep.
Really?
Netflix is killing the show.
Why?
After the next season. I don't know why. They didn't say why.
Netflix is killing it?
I don't know if it's Netflix. Might be Stamos. Who knows? Who cares? All I know is that Michelle still hasn't shown up.
Nor will she ever.
You know you're right.
Yeah.
You know you're right. I thought they'd keep it on until Michelle showed up. And then they could jump the shark then. You know, it's like, well, okay, Michelle's here. Let's jump the shark. I hope they'll end and wrap this up with DJ getting married to Steve.
I hope so.
Anyway.
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous that she's not anyway.
Well, no, they couldn't have told the story and still had Steve on.
Well,
she's
this
a
is
widow.
True.
Hello.
Yes, but she should have married him to start with.
She should have. Aladdin. All right, time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
It's a scandal that could rock Hollywood, if not the very world we stand on. The Fiji Water Girl is suing Fiji Water.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Really.
What up?
This might be the next national nightmare.
I think you're right.
Remember young Kelly Cuthbert?
Blue dress.
Yes.
Fiji Water Girl.
Butter-bombed all the celebrities on the Golden Globes red carpet while holding a tray of Fiji water?
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Did she be looking like this?
She was great. She was
looking
awesome.
Straight at the camera the whole bit.
By the way, it did not work at the Critics' Choice. They got smart. They got wise to that, and they ended up not taking any pictures with her around. So she's suing Fiji water. Why? Why? Why?
Cardboard cutouts of her from the Globes have started popping up all over L.A.
Really?
And she says she never gave the company permission to do that.
She better read that fine print.
That's right.
I think she better lawyer up.
Kelleth also claims that her work at the Globes resulted in $12 million in free advertising for Fiji.
Well, it wasn't free.
It wasn't free.
They probably paid her something.
Her job was to be there with the water. The fact that she, you know, slipped into the photos, I'm sure Fiji loved that.
No, Fiji planned on it because she's not just standing there handing people water. She had a tray of Fiji water, bottled water, with the labels all turned out and so neatly aligned. So when they got photographed, I'm sure that was the thing they told her.
She wants her 15 minutes, and she also wants a cut of that $12 million.
I could care less about the 15 minutes if I got a cut of the $12 million. She's not going to get anything.
No.
She needs to read the fine print. And you know what? Now she'll never get that gig again. Never. Unless Dasani wants to hire her for the Oscars.
And they might. Beyonce really, really wants others to go vegan.
Who cares? That's why we do this. I've just reminded myself. Oh, yeah. That's why we do this.
Well, not long after challenging her fans to stick to a plant-based diet for 22 days at the start of 2019.
She did? Okay.
I didn't know.
I didn't. Yeah, I wasn't running right out.
Well, you're not after her as a fan. You're after her as a good-looking woman.
Queen Bey. Yeah.
So she's sweetening the deal. She took to Insta on Wednesday.
Insta. She made an Insta.
Announcing that those who embrace a vegan lifestyle will now have the opportunity to win free concert tickets for life.
Wow. I think I'll stick to meat. Somebody give me a steak.
Giving up a cheeseburger to get in the like,
you know
the
what?
Nosebleeds,
no I'd way. Get the tickets and then I'd go to Bob's Big Boy after the show. She can't do any damn thing about it then.
They might smell your breath on the way in.
Oh yeah, maybe they
might
got
have
a
breathalyzer.
A meatalyzer. Oh, you smell like meat. No, it's just my breath spray.
Oh, the In and Out.
Can you imagine going to In and Out, going like, "Yeah, give me whatever you got that's plant based," and they go like, "I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying."
The new contest is part of the Green Print Project.
Oh, great. There's a green print project.
It aims to improve the environment by reducing our carbon emissions. Yeah, she does look pretty good.
From eating our carbon emissions from eating. Now I know that our greenhouse gas effect is mostly produced by cow farts. But really, when you think about
it really does boggle my mind.
That because we're eating meat, have you ever had broccoli? Hello, carbon emissions? Come on. Come on, Beyonce. It's not. Don't blame it all on the meat. Dang.
There are or Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
Jeez. There's carbon emissions there.
Okay. I think we can just drop
beans?
It there. We can just drop it there. You know, right?
Beans?
What is this carbon?
If you had
I think that was a wrong choice of words, carbon emissions.
Actually, I had great food over the weekend. It was white beans, cornbread. One night we had broccoli on the side.
Oh, God.
It was like... Yeah. Forget the cows, man.
If you're going to serve that 7-layer dip at the Super Bowl this weekend, I might get a little gassy by the fourth quarter. Just giving you a little warning.
Anyway, you don't need to go full vegan to win the contest.
Oh, really? Okay.
You only have to start or continue taking a plant-based approach to their daily life in some capacity to be eligible to win the grand prize.
Which is?
Concert tickets for life to either her and or Jay-Z's concerts.
Oh, boy.
First off, how do you prove this?
That's what I'm
wondering.
And
second off, I'm telling you, the line at In-N-Out will be very long.
Right after.
After the contest is over.
All right, great. Well, with that, now I'm getting hungry. I'm getting hungry for some carbon emissions. All right, I'm out of here.
I want donuts.
Yeah. All right, listen, have a great weekend.
You too.
We're back here on Monday.
All right, so we both have plans this weekend, though.
What are our plans?
The Ted Bundy files.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll compare notes.
Yeah, yeah. And then Monday, of course, we'll either, well, we don't care who wins the Super Bowl.
So. I really don't.
No, we don't. All right, great. Have a great weekend. See you Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.